Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. Let's face it, Minions are great. They're cute, funny, and appealingly yellow. It's too bad their movie isn't quite as engaging. Introduced in the animated hit Despicable Me, the pint-sized lackeys gained a considerable following, so they've been given their own vehicle. The movie Minions provides their backstory, showing their evolution as unsuccessful servants for a series of despicable villains. Most of the action takes place in the 1960s as they attempt to become toadies for a female supervillain voiced by Sandra Bullock. The action is frenetic, the slapstick humor should keep the kids engaged, and some of the 60s references will work for their grandparents. While amusing and the animation is often clever, Minions just lacks the charm and heart of the Despicable Me movies. Before she became a breakout star, the uber-talented and self-destructive singer Amy Winehouse said, quote, "I don't think I'm going to be at all famous. I don't think I can handle it. I would probably go mad," unquote. Those words proved to be tragically prophetic. The intriguing documentary Amy presents a heartbreaking account of her short life, captured mostly through a rich mine of home video, interviews, and news footage. Amy is a beautifully made and painfully intimate portrait of an extremely fragile soul. The Gallows is the latest in a long line of low-budget found footage horror flicks. High school kids break into their school at night to sabotage the set of a play that had originally been staged 20 years earlier. Seems the ghost of someone who died during that original production has other plans. You've got to admire the entrepreneurial spirit behind The Gallows, but it adds nothing new to the genre. Also opening this week, Selfless is a sci-fi thriller starring Ben Kingsley as a dying industrialist who undergoes a procedure to have his consciousness inserted into the body of a young man played by Ryan Reynolds. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI FM. Freeze!